Current standards county jails operate under haven't been changed since 1990. 4 years ago, the Department of Corrections began the process of updating them to bring them into compliance with minimum national standards. Now they're before a legislative committee for an up or down vote. The changes cover more than 100 different jail policies that include everything from increased training for guards on how to manage inmates with mental illness to requiring jails to provide 2 hot meals a day to inmates. Columbia County Board Supervisor Adam Field says the meal requirement seems unreasonable.
I mean, me personally, I often don't have 2 hot meals a day. I know many people in the real world don't do that. And the question is, why do we need to have that mandate? Certainly inmates should be given healthy food and we don't want to starve anyone, but why have that mandate?
But Department of Corrections Facilities Specialist Nathan White says most of the 72 county jails in the state are already serving 2 hot meals because they found it saves them money.
We're not saying what has to be hot. For example, you can have a large vat of oatmeal and it's just one product, versus if you have a cold breakfast, you're supplying items that might accompany a cold breakfast. So we have been told from different food service professionals that it is less costly to do that.
The Assembly Corrections Committee will decide before the end of the month whether to approve the new rules or send them back to the Department of Corrections to make modifications. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.